ESPN 92.3, the Valley Sports Leader. It is 12 till 4. We still have Sean Fitz from Lions 24/7 coming up. Bill Bowman from the Daily Item. Todd Benner, offensive coordinator for the Sealands Grove Seals, on the way. Steve Post from MRN on the way. But right now we have the guy who, had he an MVP vote in the National Football League, would immediately vote for Charlie Batch. That's Neil Coolong from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Neil, can you explain to me how this season is working out? Do you have any idea whatsoever?
I have absolutely no idea, and I think I've officially given up trying. It's just one thing after another. I mean, it's obviously a euphoric win, and on top of that, you get even more injuries to starters. I'm not sure how many other teams have to deal with that, but I'm sure Steelers fans aren't thinking too much right now about that and just enjoying the win.
Absolutely. The big, 23-20, the final score last night, the Steelers over the Ravens in a game that everybody and their grandmother was saying Pittsburgh really didn't have a chance. The defense they knew was going to be stout going into it, but the offense, the lack of production from Charlie Batch in the previous game, certainly didn't make anybody believers. He, however, turned things around and made people believers after the second half. The first half, not so much, but the second half, he started to seem to get some rhythm in his game.
You know, it's hard not to speak or write about Batch's performance last night without a hint of, whimsical fantasy or anything like that. But it's one of the better performances of the kind of character that the game of football really does reveal. I mean, Charlie Batch did not play particularly well in the first half. He didn't end it on a very good note, missing a wide open Mike Wallace in the end zone. He came out kind of stiff. Things, got going for him into the third quarter, and just at the beginning of the fourth, he throws an interception to Ed Reed. And at that point, I don't think there was any Steelers fan that thought, the game was winnable at that point. But the defense gave him another shot at it, and there was just a different look with the offense. You could tell his passes had a bit more zip on them. The throws were coming in a bit more accurately. The receivers were hanging on to the ball, which is something that's been a problem all season long. It just was one of those gritty, tough performances where he just didn't quit. As cliche as that is to say, he really just did not give up. The team didn't give up on him, and good things happen if you keep trying throughout.
I think that's true. It also goes to the fact that he is a veteran, and yeah, that sometimes can play against you as far as the longevity of your career, because he's been around basically since the 1920s, I believe. But, the fact that he has been in situations like this before, as opposed to someone who's a backup quarterback who's never been in a game situation like this.
It's not as if Charlie Batch has never thrown an interception before. I mean, he knows how to deal with the repercussions of that. But, yeah, I mean, it's the fact that he's not going to wilt under the pressure. He's been through it. The team has been through it. But more than anything, I mean, a quarterback has to be the leader on the field. He has to be the guy who's staying calm, despite the fact that everything is going horribly wrong around him. I mean, I don't know what happened to Emmanuel Sanders on that fumble. He's probably at worst inside the 10-yard line on that run. Just a fluke play that you just don't see very often at that level of football. And everything was really going against him. And it was a game that, like you said earlier, they weren't supposed to win anyway. I don't think I've seen the Steelers be 7.5-point or 8-point underdogs before. But he... The team really needed him to step up and be a leader. That's exactly what he did. I don't know what he said in the huddle or anything like that, but his play on the field clearly depicted that of somebody that was in control, that was confident in what they were doing, and he wasn't going to make another mistake. I mean, the most telling stat of the game, and perhaps the season, depending on how it turns out, is the fact that he was 8-for-8 on his last 8 throws after the interception. He was playing his best football right at the end when his team needed to. And in my opinion, that's really what a quarterback is. It's more than, your Aaron Rodgers 109 passer rating. It's the guy that is making plays when his team needs him to make plays.
And speaking of making plays when somebody needed him, that is exactly what Heath Miller did on that touchdown. Talk about an athletic move.
If anything, and this is probably selfish to say, I was really happy that Miller was able to make that play in front of a national TV audience, because I really think people outside of New England and New Orleans need to recognize the type of athlete that Heath Miller really is. I mean, straight up, I don't think Heath Miller has a rival as far as blocking goes, certainly not, blocking on the move. Even including Rob Gronkowski, I don't think he's the level of tight end that Heath Miller is. But to see him make a play like that after the 43-yard catch and run that he made earlier in the game, He's going to pick up a lot of Pro Bowl votes, and it really would be nice to see him get in there as a starter, because I you know, regardless of receptions, Heath Miller does everything the Steelers need him to do in all phases of the game. If you needed him to kick, he'd probably do that. They've mentioned a couple times he's the absolute emergency quarterback of the team if they need him to. The guy he's a sensational athlete, and you saw it on that play. And, you know, I know Ravens fans might be a little upset about it, but that was the right call. I mean, his foot was not down when he got the ball to the pylon. I didn't think he was going to be able to get it there. I've watched every snap of Heath Miller's career. I didn't even think he was that good of an athlete. That's an extremely difficult play. Very impressive, and it was good to see. You know, he's a good guy. He's definitely a fan favorite, and you know, I think everybody's hoping he could sneak into the Pro Bowl this year through a vote and not through an injury.